Hello again. I'm Michael Titterton, and I have the great good fortune to be the manager of WHQR-FM, the very first public radio station to serve southeastern North Carolina. Many of you listening this morning are members of Friends of Public Radio and are aware of the various problems the organization has encountered during the gestation period of this radio station. The dedication and drive you've shown in overcoming these obstacles is no doubt also responsible for your waking up this early on a Sunday morning to listen to this broadcast. Friends of Public Radio and the dream of this radio station have been in existence now for almost 5 years. Now, 5 years is a long time to wait for anything. It's even longer when you're being asked to contribute your time and money to a venture which may or may not materialize. Just as remarkable has been the faith shown by the major corporate backers of the project, the General Electric Company, the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, and Atlantic Telecasting, all pledged large sums of money to Friends of Public Radio long before there were any real guarantees of a return on their investment. And, of course, without the generous assurance of space on the Channel 3 TV tower in Brunswick County, it's quite possible that the whole project would never have left the ground, so to speak. Thank you, Clay Communications. We on the staff of WHQR-FM have pledged to do our level best to make sure that WHQR will be worth all the years and all the effort by providing high-quality radio programming, by being responsive to our membership and our listening audience, and by making every effort to help enrich the already enviable social and cultural fabric of southeastern North Carolina, we hope to justify the faith you've all kept for so long. We naturally gave a lot of thought to just what to broadcast on day one, and decided, finally, to simply begin with what we hope will quickly become a valuable part of your daily life, our regular broadcast schedule. So in a few moments, we'll join Pam White for Sunday Serenade. Just before we do that, though, I'd like to play for you a short piece of music which seems to have taken on a special significance for a large number of people, Pachelbel's Canon. It's a beautiful piece which gained great popularity in recent years since it was used as the theme for the motion picture Ordinary People. We play it for you now in dedication of all the extraordinary people who have helped make this station and this broadcast possible.